Good afternoon. Here is Gabi from IR. Welcome to the earnings results of Sintia, referring to the first quarter 2021. Together with us is Bernardo Gomes, CEO, Leo Monti, Marketing and Innovations Director, and Thiago Rocha, CFO and IRO. We would like to inform that participants are in listen-only mode, but you can already send your questions via the platform's chat, and immediately we'll begin with questions and answer sessions. The slide selections will be controlled by yourselves. I would like to remind you that all material is available at the email ri.sintia.com.br. Now I would like to give the floor to Bernardo, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Bernardo, you have the floor. Thank you very much. Welcome to our results presentation, to our earnings results. And I will begin with slide number 2, where I would like to stress that we couldn't have had a began better this year. We have wonderful results to present to you. Records, several highlights of the operation here. We'll give you details here during the presentation. I would like to begin with financial performance, where we demonstrate an ARR, record ARR, 227.2 million, a growth of 55% relative to the period, the prior period. Net revenues, record net revenue, 68%, 40% more than first quarter 20. And when we do the pro forma revenue, considering all the acquisitions we did at the end of last year and the other two that we did this year, we have a pro forma net revenue of 81.4 million, which is a 67% growth relative to the first Q20. The recurring record revenue was also record, 62 million, 51% over the first quarter 20, and getting to 91.1% recurrence. We're a most amazing number, which makes us very satisfied. The adjusted EBITDA was also a record, 12.4 million, a margin of 18.2%, four times more than the EBITDA we had in the first Q20. And here, to the right of the slides, I will tell you some of the highlights and things we're going to show you during the presentation. Two acquisitions that we made in the first Q this year. With these two acquisitions, we have already been able to use 72% of the follow-on IF proceeds from the offer we did in 2019. We are satisfied and in line with the plans of the acquisitions and these proceeds. With these acquisitions, we inaugurated a new unit, Sintia Digital, which aims to serve products, offer products that promote the digital approximation of our customers in all segments. It's a new way of Sintia collaborating with the digital transformation of our clients. We also implemented the first PSTI payments client this quarter. We also advanced with our open banking strategy. We will go into more details further on. We obtained the first results of investments done in startups through Darwin Batch 8. We will go into more details of these results too. And we'll also show that we have already gone to a new phase of investments. We have already invested in new startups through Batch 9, and we'll increase our results in innovations and new business for Sintia. Also in this quarter, we announced a partnership with Distrito, which is one more source for us to be near all the innovations and startups movement in our market. Now, I will give the floor to Leo, who is going to tell us a little bit about the innovation and some of the highlights I just mentioned. Leo, you have the floor. Thank you, Bernardo. Good afternoon, everybody. Really, we did have a quarter marked by wonderful advances with regards to innovation, but this is also in keeping with the advances and transformations that the market and Sync is not going to be out of this movement. Not only will it accompany it, but it intends to lead this market and is part of all this transformation. In line with this, the first quarter was marked by these advances that we had, the research and development strategies, investments we made here, and innovation. Going to slide number 4, this becomes clear when we show that the results of these investments begins to appear. We had an extension in the first quarter of more than 44%, an increase, 44% in R&D focused. We would like to apologize. We had a technical problem, and we will be back in some seconds, in a few minutes. We would like to apologize once again. Now I give the floor back to Jago, who is going to continue with the presentation. Thank you very much, Gabi. Good afternoon. It's good to talk to you again. I apologize for the technical problem we had. Complicated technology is always complicated. So now I'm going to substitute Leo. And if he can join us again, I will give the floor back to him. So just to go back to what we were talking, the first quarter was a very important quarter for us with regards to R&D. We continued intensify investments in research and development, aiming for the creation of new products, the updating of new products also. And here we had some very interesting results. The results in R&D grew 44% compared to the prior period. And I would like to say that we have been doing several parallel initiatives with the objective of accelerating our SaaS strategy. So we have a very extensive products portfolio. Many of them came from acquisitions, and we have dedicated ourselves in the last quarters to allow for them to all go to be state-of-the-art in terms of technology, cloud, delivery, everything SaaS. And this is one of the main advances we had this quarter. Also, we have a very interesting delivery, which is the new product, the new business model via services rendering of technology. And PST, there are 7 companies in Brazil that are authorized by the central bank. Sync is one of them. We had already been authorized in 2019, and in this first quarter 2021, we managed to implement the first client of an SPTI product in the SPB product in the PSTI mode. It's new, it's unique. It's on the cloud, and it's based in transactions. Every time a client does a payments transaction, Sinqia receives some cents for this. And we are now entering in the second quarter 2021 with one more advance, which is the implementation of the first PIX PSTI client. This is a new growth area with huge potential. We already have 11 new clients in implementation, and here we're trying to capture a stronger share of Sinqia clients, right? Having more Sinqia clients with our offer of PSTI. Now going to slide number 5. We also have been structuring our open banking offer, just like we did in the last 2 years, where we had a huge change period in terms of payments. Open banking is the product now for 2021. And we have a very interesting delivery. It's a new offer of a services product focused on the client that needs to adapt to this new open banking reality. So this is an offer comprising 3 different products. The first one is a consulting directed to help our clients do this change or adapt to this change that's occurring in the financial market. A second offer based on the product, going through technological adaptability, regulatory adaptability, so that the client can be prepared for the open banking. And also, lastly, products related to innovation. So the connection between Sinqia, our clients, startups invested by Sinqia, aiming to build an open ecosystem that is extremely powerful and robust so that we can encourage innovation in the financial market. And Sinqia works as a protagonizer here in 2021. Now going to slide number six. We also had in this first quarter a maturity of our open innovation strategy. At this moment, we have more than 20 startups invested via the several initiatives that are being promoted by our innovations team. I would like to remind you some of them, some startups that we've been working with, some services, AI, bank as a service, payments and credits, receivables, and others. So we have indirectly done 20 investments. We have more than 90 startups in the pipeline of our CVC and partnerships. And as Bernardo said, one of the main initiatives that we had during the first quarter was batch nine. This batch nine, six nines were selected. We had the participation in the batch. We like the results of the selection. Some of them, startups are wonderful for Sinqia, have a huge business for Sinqia, and we're very happy because in time we will be able to create a pipeline of companies that will compose the Sinqia companies and will become M&A targets in the future. Is Leo back in line? Would he like to come back to the presentation? Yes, I'm back, Thiago. Thank you very much. Yes, I do believe that you talked about all the points. One thing I would like to reinforce is the issue of CNBox, which is the sandbox. We were going to plug this in a space where we want to foment open innovation, and we want the company to build new products. Sinqia will use this technological framework for new products. So this is our huge objective here, is to have these assets, not only consume them, but deliver them to foment innovation in the financial segment. Also, I'd like to talk about Distrito, which was the partnership we entered into in this quarter. And this relationship with this ecosystem, not only to create access to the whole intelligence layer, regulates to fintechs and fintechs, and also here we can lead transformations and innovations in the financial market. Thank you very much, Leo. If you can tell us a little bit about Distrito, I haven't talked about that yet. I think it would be worth it. Yes, Distrito is one of the main startup hubs in Brazil. Together with them, they have a market intelligence platform. So they are the main catalyzers of all information and everything that happens related to startups from several segments, all the techs. And we came closer to them so that we could not only have access to this market intelligence and the fintechs, but the mapping of the fintech, seeing what's happening in real time with fintechs, launches, contributions, and also that together we can create some actions of transformation to foment the market with regards to innovations in our sector in the financial market. Thank you, Leo. Now, going to M&A, this first quarter was a quarter full of movement for us, and very interesting. We announced new acquisitions, which in my opinion are some of the most interesting acquisitions that we have been done in 15 years of the market. And I'd like to talk about each one of them, and then immediately I would tell you how they combine and how they impact our business from here on. So beginning with slide number 8, we acquired Simply. It is specialized on digital onboarding. I will explain to you that we have a new digital onboarding product, which does the cycle of entrance of a new client or a sale of a new financial product. So for an example, imagine Leo is going to open an account in a digital bank. He's going to enter the app, fill in a form with information, send a selfie, geolocalization, an image of his documents, and then afterwards, this bank will capture all the information, consult some database, and at the end of the process, say, you can open Leo's account because he's okay and he's going to be a good client. So the digital onboarding solution is simple. It can automate more than 90% of onboardings done in a financial institution. Some years ago, there were still financial institutions that supposedly were digital, but the back was manual. They were capturing all the information. The back office, and Simply automates this whole process, which improves the experience of the client. There are banks that use Simply solutions and can open a digital account for the end client in just a few minutes, 4 minutes in this case. And as well as improving the experience of the client, this type of solution reduces the costs of the financial institution. So we're very happy with the impact this can happen to our clients, can have to our clients. We also have more than 50 clients, and we amplify the relevance of SaaS world. Syncia is a company almost 100% class with a pricing model based on transactions, based on the cloud. So every time somebody opens a digital account that depends on, and Syncia receives some sense for this. And this results in scalability and growth. And here in below, we can see a net revenue of 17.9 million in 2020, a growth of 53%. Compared to the prior year. It reported an EBITDA of 6.6 million reais and an EBITDA margin of 37%. So you can see that this is a very interesting company with regards to growth and profitability. Now, talking about transaction here to the right, this was acquisition of 100% of the capital with initial value of 56 million reais. Two components. The first is a tranche in cash, 34 million reais, and second, a tranche in stocks, 22 million reais, meaning 39% from the initial value. The Simply entrepreneurs are embarking on our project, and today they're important shareholders of Syncia, aligned with our growth project. And lastly, we had an earnout of up to 12 million reais, subject to the achievement of revenue targets on 2021, 22, and 23. Now, moving to slide number 9, I would like to talk about the FabWeb, which was a very interesting acquisition, reference in digital signatures with two main solutions. The first one we call it controls all of the signatures done by a financial institution. It sells a current account product, investment fund, some kind of credit, any kind of transaction done by an financial institution. It is a solution that organizes firms and powers and also allows for the digital signature. Every time a client from the financial institution needs to sign a client, needs to sign a contract, it can do through FedFeb. We have 55 new clients here, digital banks, global banks. FedWeb serves 13 of the largest banks in the world, which is very good. We also expand the relevance of the SaaS model. Sinqia receives a few cents every time a client signs a contract with the end client. And we can see the number here is net revenue of 12.8 million last year, growing 33.3% YOY. Adjusted EBITDA 8 million. Margin EBITDA almost 63%. Transaction, the acquisition was 60% of FedWeb, initial value of 38.4 million, 64 million reais, two components, tranche in cash, 23 million, tranche in stocks, also 15.4 million, representing 40% of the initial value. Just like in the prior case, here the entrepreneurs are already Sinqia shareholders and are completely aligned with our growth plan. With regards to the 40% remaining, we have a call option tied to the achievement of revenue and margins targets in 2024. So multiples are pre-established, lower than the first 60% acquired, but they vary in function of the level of revenue and margin that the company delivers in the next years. So the second part of the transaction tends to be even more attractive than the first stage. Now, going to slide number 10, these two companies combine in a new business unit called Sinqia Digital. And what are the characteristics of the new business unit? Well, these are products with latent demand. These are new needs of our clients it was intensified by the migration of transactions from physical world to the digital world, specifically in the last 12 months with the pandemic. These are horizontal products. The banks, funds, pension, consortium, and even other verticals that at the moment are not served by Sinqia. This means a huge growth potential. So we have use cases that have been proven in all verticals, including away from these verticals, some interesting markets, for example, the payments of insurance claims. And the third interesting characteristic is that this new unit already emerges with a whole group of very interesting clients. I'll give you some numbers. I don't want to be exhaustive here. Agibank, BMG Digital, BS2, BTG, BTG Digital, 66, Digio, Inter, Modal Mais, Original, XP, almost all the main digital banks in our market, which is very, very interesting. And lastly, the fourth characteristic is the SaaS model with a delivery completely in the cloud, pay-per-use pricing, which will certainly result in a scalable growth together with our new client's business. As a consequence of these characteristics, we see this business printing a very differentiated dynamics in the first quarter. The first two companies combined presented a net revenue of 9 million reais, 54% growth compared to the same period in IQ20. The first quarter 20, almost 50%. Considering these two companies. And lastly, I would like to remind you that these numbers are still not appearing in the results of the first quarter. You will see this impacting our results parting from the second quarter. Now, going to slide number 11, here I would like to conclude this session saying that we had a relevant product with our consolidation plan. To the left, you can see the use of the proceeds, the following. We raised 363 million reais in 2019. We already committed 72% of these amount with the five acquisitions done in the last eight months. With a slightly delayed because of the pandemic, we aim to reach our objective. We overcame our objective, and today we believe that the destination of 100% of the follow-on proceeds will happen before the 3 years that we expected in the beginning. But this is not all. There's another thing that's very interesting. It overcame the objective without compromising the strategic and financial discipline, which is the brand of Sinqia. Sinqia is very disciplined as a consolidating company. We have five acquisitions adhering to our strategy, and we paid an adequate multiple in all of them. I'm not a tree, which expanded our offer in the bank market, Frontis in the FTIC market, Itaú Soluções, Pension, and now FEPWeb and Simplia, forming Simply Digital. Now, going to financial results, slide number 13. Once again, we will show you the software ARR, which reached a new record with 160.7 reais. Compared to the fourth quarter, we had a total addition of 51.9 million, 29.7% due to the consolidation of ISP. And compared to the first quarter 2020, we had total addition of 80.3 million, 54.7% due to the consolidation of ISP and Frontis and Tree, which were acquired in the last quarter. And still, comparing with the first quarter, we had an organic addition of 13.8 million reais, 9.4% growth. And this demonstrates a slight acceleration because in the beginning of 2020, we had an expressive churn, which did not repeat itself in the following quarters. As a consequence, once again, we're close to organic growth of 2-digit in software. And we hope that it is facilitated with the huge potential that we have with these last acquisition. Now, going to slide 14, the net revenue registered another record, 68.8 million, a growth of 40%, with very good performance in the two business units. Software, we had a record of 51.3 million, a growth of 47%. And also, there was a very good advance with subscription revenue and a slight decline, a drop in implementation revenues. These variations in the contrary sense affect our commercial model. New clients begin paying subscription at the signature of contract, not during installation of software. They're exempt from implementation rates. So we're trying to reduce these costs perceived by our client. And with this software growth, we have funds and banks. This is a very favorable moment because of the entrance of new institutions and new players in this market. With services, we had a record of 17 million reais, 24% growth with advanced and differentiated service and development of customized solutions. We still observe a lot of demand with digital transformation services in the financial sector, specifically banks and insurance companies. To the right, recurring revenues, a record of 61 million, a growth of 51%, representing 91% of an increase of 6.4 percentage points. As Bernardo said, this is the greatest percentage of EBITDA record in the company. Revenue in the company. So this is the seventh consecutive quarter of extension of the recurrence, of growth in the recurrence, confirming that this has generated the expected results in terms of sales and also improvement of mix. Going to slide number 15 now. To the left, the gross profit attained $25.3 million, 60% growth, gross margin of 37%, increase of 4.6 percentage point, positive evolution in both business. Software gross profit records $20.7 million, a growth of 60%, gross margin 40.5, increase on 3.3 percentage points. This result improved with advanced in even with the investments in R&D. We are compromised with this advance to accelerate the updating of our products and also develop new products. However, the good news is that we have reached an relevant impact in the margin because these investments in R&D are being diluted with other revenues and are being compensated with efficiency gains. To the right, services, we had a record of 4.5 million, 64% growth, gross margin 26.5, increase of 6.5 percentage points. This also improved with the mix. And here, we not only supply team, but we also manage the team for our client, facilitating his life. And this service has a higher added value, consequently greater margin. Going to slide 16, expenses continued under control. To the left, we have total expenses, 12.8 million, only 3% increase. And also, we consolidated the expenses of three acquisitions, three Frontis ISP. Even so, we delivered an increase of expenses much inferior to revenue and also to inflation. So we were able to integrate acquisitions more efficiently and faster. In the middle, commercial marketing expenses, 3.7 million. Minus 10%. This was because of the expenses with trips and accommodations because of the pandemic, but our team adapted very well with increasing sales with the home office model. To the right, general administrative expenses totaled 9.1 million, increase of 10%. And here it was a relevant increase of M&A expenses, which are non-recurring, with attaining the greatest amount of transactions. And on the other hand, we had a reversal of provisions for contingencies that ended up leading to this result and a reduction of expenses with IT and facilities and reclassification of expenses following the IFR 116. And in slide 17, we can see the greatest EBITDA and the greatest margin in our history, 12.4 million reais, a growth of more than three times, a margin of 18.2%, 11.2 percentage points growth. And this is the best margin reported by Sinqia in its history. I'd like to stress here, in the first quarter every year, there is a seasonality that is unfavorable. It's a quarter where we have variable revenue costs with people that are liar because of the for several reasons, and because of this, we interpret this record margin in the first quarter as a confirmation that we're doing right, and we believe that 21 will be a very good year for Sinqia. Slide number 18. Our balance remains solid, but it could be. The main message here is that we have opportunities here and possibly we will reinforce this balance to be able to do all these opportunities, to carry out all these opportunities. Gross cash, 233 million minus 87 million because we paid in cash the acquisition of ISP. And also part of these shares were used when we closed the Simply and FEPWeb acquisitions. The gross debt was 127.3, an increase of 43.9 million. Because we added here the gross debt, the tranches in stock of ISP, and we attained a net cash of 127 million. With the adjusted balance here, our net cash is close to 49.7 million reais. So we still have room to do some acquisitions. But as I said, we have so many opportunities with an M&A pipeline, and the conversations is so positive that perhaps very soon we'll need to reinforce this balance to take advantage of the opportunities. There's no concrete decision here, but certainly we will choose a path here to maximize value for our shareholders. Now I would like to give the floor back to Bernardo to conclude the presentation. Bernardo. Thank you, Thiago. Now we will go to the slide, the last slide of the presentation, slide number 19. Here, I would like to reinforce that we have just seen the excellent results we had in the first quarter. But also we'd like to reinforce that we already are today much greater and much better than we see. After 5 acquisitions in 8 months, it's as though we saw the results of the past, right? And today we are already much, much better. An example here with net revenues of 2020, we reported 2010 million net revenues. This first quarter, if we analyze the net revenue of the 3 months, we have 273 million. But if we do the pro forma, considering all the acquisitions done in these last 8 months, we get to a net revenue of 325.8, almost 326 million. In 3 months, from the end of the year all the way to the closing of the first quarter, pro forma, we have already grown 55%. So wonderful results, excellent. But the reality is much better than what we see, because this is a much larger, much better company. Here we have the highlights to the rights. We added a series of new products in our portfolio. We increased the diversification of our offer to clients. We reached more than 500 customers in the market. We reduced the concentration, which was already small, but it was even more reduced with this greater offer of products and services. We increased the relevance of the SaaS model in our business. Our SaaS model was increased from last year to now fivefold. This allowed us to attain this huge recurring revenue, more than 90%, and the margin bridge, the EBITDA margin, which is over 20%. Everything I'm showing we're much better and much greater is just considering what we have already won. This is just the results of the first quarter, consolidated and pro forma, and we still have a lot to do. For sure, this year we'll have more acquisitions, new investments through startups, through the CVC strategy. So what we see in the future is much, much better than what we showed as a result in the fourth quarter and the pro forma numbers that we're reporting. So I would like to leave you with this final message. Please continue with us in this journey. We're going to do better and more now. I will give the floor back to Gabi for our questions and answer session. Thank you, Bernardo. Now we will begin with the questions and answer questions for investors and analysts. In case you have a question, please use the platform's chat. I also wait as we collect the questions. Our first question is by Rogério Tayati. I would like to congratulate you, firstly, Bernardo and Luciano, and the whole Cynthia team for the excellent results. I would like to ask if there is the perspective of a new follow-on in the short term to expand the M&A strategies. Thank you, Rogério, for your question. It is a pleasure to talk to you. And with regards to the perspective of a new follow-on, in the very short term, no, there isn't this perspective. As I said, our priority at this moment would be to raise debt, do more acquisitions, and then when everything we are delivered is reflected in the price of the stock, then we can feel motivated in doing a new follow-on. This is not a priority at this moment. We have not forgotten the idea. Since our company is a company of acquisitions and there is a lot of M&A opportunities before us, it is possible for us to talk about follow-on further in the future. Next question, Gabriela Chiarini, STFA. Good afternoon. Excellent results. Can you tell us a little about the innovations such as Plug and the invested startups? Thank you, Gabriela. I'm going to ask for Leo's help here. Leo, can you comment about this? Yes, I can, Thiago. I'm going to start with the invested startups. Increasingly, we're looking at everything that's happening. We have a great origination process, such as mentioned by Thiago, Via Distrito, Darwin, funds of which we are part of, and relationships we have. We're very close to this environment, this innovation system, and we already have very interesting mapped options, right? And we, in the next months, we want to do the next investments, which will offer Cynthia great, very large technological advances, and also with regards to products. And also, the idea is to capture assets and synergies with startups, and also deliver this to our clients through our distribution capacity. We have more than 500 clients, some to simply FEPWeb clients, plus a series of other clients too. So the idea is to be a huge innovative technology platform distributors and also add new services in our portfolio. With regards to Plug, we had some advances. We are still in a go-to-market moment with regards to the platform. As I mentioned in the last call, it is a moment where we are setting up strategic alliances, and also to have funds and other players here. We haven't been able to report the results, but as soon as we have results, we will tell you about this. Thank you very much for your question. Gabriela, SFA, continues with the question. How is going to be the PR&D evolution during the year with regards to commercial investments? Thank you very much, Gabriela. With regards to R&D, our intention for 2021 is to double investments. We have been going through a series of investments in R&D. In the first quarter, we saw an advance of 44%, but there is huge space to set up teams, hire people, and here we hope to invest even more in R&D during the years. We have several fronts opened in banks, funds, pension, and consortiums. The perspective is a very relevant moment here during the year. Probably it's a ladder that we're going to have to go up from quarter to quarter and get to a very much higher level than what we saw in the first quarter. With regards to sales expenses, at this moment, we don't see any relevant change. I think that we have some sales expenses that are fixed with our commercial team and others more variable. which are related to commissions. Usually I joke that commission is the only kind of expense that the CFO likes, because the more we pay in commissions, better. It means that the company is doing well and selling. But this is something that depends on the sales volume in the future. What I can say, in the beginning of this year, we have a very good commercial activities with a very interesting temperature, let's say. And we hope that this commercial performance, which was very good in the last quarters, will continue in the same level. Next question, Carlos Sequeira, BTG Pactual. The growth of the organic revenue in software lowered in the first quarter related to 2020 with a drop in consortium. What led to this deacceleration? Thank you for your question. Good afternoon. Well, we have been coming from a period of oscillation with regards to organic number. When you look at the last 12 months, the performance from the sales point of view is very good. From the point of view of contractual readjustment, also very good. And also favored because of the inflation. But from the churn point of view, there was some oscillations in the last quarters in very concentrated cases. One case happened in the beginning of 2020, but since it has already left the base of the last 12 months, we don't see them in this comparison. Another case that happened was in the end of the year, which was a consortium case, an important client that left our base, and this resulted in an organic growth being closer to 9%. So our objective is to continue having a software organic growth around 15%. We understand that the commercial performance is enough to be able to attain this level. We need to normalize the churn, which we hope will happen, so that the organic growth can go back to this 15% level where it should be. Now, in case there is any question, please use the chat of the platform. Our next question, Pedro Pimenta. Is there a provision of a conclusion of investment so that we can begin to see better profits or greater profits? Pedro, thank you for your question. I don't exactly know what investments you refer to. With regards to R&D investments, unfortunately, a technology company, this kind of investment is never over. But we are intensifying investments in R&D because of all the acquisitions done in the last years. So we hope that this high level of investment will continue in 2021, probably 22, 23 also, but in one moment or another, we'll have done all the conversion of our software to the SaaS model. And parting from there, the investment will be more in maintenance than evolution, in the sense of removing the platform from point A and point B in terms of technology. So I believe that we'll have another 3 years of investments in R&D accelerated here. With regards to profit, we begin to see in this first quarter an increase of the profit. We believe that this is, that we see this happen. The companies that we are with are very profitable, very high margins, very high cash generation. So our expectation is now to be able to see an evolution of the profit, even with a more elevated level of investments in R&D. Next question, Gabriela. Thank you very much, everybody. If I can ask one more question, can you tell us a little bit more about the open banking, open platform? Congratulations for the results. Yes, you can ask all the questions you want. Now I'll give this to Leo to answer. Thank you for your question, Gabriela. We understand that The open bank artifact will be a huge transformation and change in the financial market. This has happened, has been happening in other countries, and it's not going to be different in Brazil, with specificities with regards to our region, right? But from what we understand here is that increasingly companies will need to link to other companies. This is the basic premise of the concept of open banking, open finance. So when we look at Brazil, we see a very huge intention by the central bank to lead, to go towards all the other verticals, all the other systems that include our financial system, insurance, investments, banks. So when we look at Sinqia, the only company in Brazil that has this consolidated, this is Sinqia. So when we look at this, we understand the issue of the incentive that the central bank has done, has given priority to, but we understand that it's time not only to look at this in time and also deliver a platform that can do these connections. We understand that we are building our ecosystems through investments. We are standardizing, advancing our softwares to this SaaS model, which accelerates the issues of APIs, which allows us for this new moment. And with all of this, we launched our sandbox, which begins to be available for clients and the market. And the intention is for Sinqia to be not only the technology supply and provide in the market, but the main fomenter of innovations that will be done through Open Bank to Open SaaS, towards Open SaaS. Next question, Thiago. I would like to know if there is a projection for the payment of dividends. Thiago, thank you for your question. Recently, in the general assembly done in the end of April, we already approved the payment of dividends. The agenda, the schedule has already been available in notice to the investment in our site. So with regards to dividends, referring to 2020, we already have this position and has already been disclosed. With regards to future exercises, future periods, this will depend on the evolution of the profit. The policy is to do a minimum distribution, 25% of our adjusted EBITDA, because the company prefers to retain cash to use the for opportunities. Now, I would like you to wait as we collect more questions. Thank you. With no more question, I would like to give the floor back to Bernardo for his last considerations. Bernardo, you have the floor. Thank you, Gabi. Well, thank you, everybody. I would like once again to thank for your participation in our webcast and earnings release webcast. And thank you very much, everybody. Good afternoon. Thank you, the earnings result webcast for the first quarter 21 of Sinqia is closed. Good afternoon, everybody.